this is Carla. We are doing a quick survey for residents in New Orleans. I don't know if you have a couple of minutes to complete a survey.
How long is it?
Probably it's going to take 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a native of New Orleans or you recently moved to New Orleans?
I moved to New Orleans from somewhere else.
Okay. Did you move to New Orleans after 2005 or before?
No, before.
Okay. Let me check. Do you define your racial classification as African, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Native American?
African American.
Okay. What are the characteristics that describe what you like most about living in New Orleans?
I see culture.
Okay. Then what are the two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans? It can be fear of crime, cost of living, work.
I'll say the pay rate, pay scale, and cost of living.
Okay. Check. Overall, will you say that you are very satisfied, someone satisfied, a little satisfied, or not all satisfied with the following? The monthly cost for electricity and water.
Not at all satisfied.
Okay. Safety from property crime?
Satisfied.
Okay. Safety from violent crime?
Satisfied.
Okay. Equal economic opportunities for people like you? You can be neutral, don't know, little satisfied, or not satisfied at all?
I would say not satisfied.
Okay. Then what you pay for housing, mortgages, or rent?
Not at all satisfied.
Okay. What you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
Not at all satisfied.
Okay. The financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expenses?
Not at all satisfied.
Okay. Availability of affordable housing?
Not satisfied.
Okay. And what you pay for food and household goods?
Not satisfied.
Okay, and the preparation public characters school students are receiving for college and careers?
Satisfied.
Okay, let's go to the next one. So have any of the followings been not at all significant, like not very significant, someone significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past years? Meeting monthly household expenses?
What was the scale again? Very
you
significant?
Very significant, neutral, or not significant?
Oh, very significant.
Okay, the safety of you and your family members?
Neutral.
Okay, the health of you and your family members?
Neutral.
Okay, your ability to get around your community and the city?
Was it somewhat dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then your job stability.
Satisfied.
Okay, let me check. Now, let me go to your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the measure and city council accomplished to the following. The quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years? If you have confidence, neutral, not confidence, or you don't know?
Not confident.
Okay. Improving garbage collection in the city?
Well, I'm neutral.
Okay. Creating more better paying jobs in the city?
Neutral.
Okay. Making the city safer?
I think somewhat confident.
Okay. Improving drainage to prevent flooding in the neighborhood?
Neutral.
Okay. And then improving the city's streets and traffic lights?
Not at all confident.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. So in your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans city government is doing an excellent job, fair or poor job, and in spending your taxes dollars wisely?
Poor.
Okay. Now, I would like to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans, where you say that you feel safer about the same, somewhat less, or much less safer in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago.
The same.
Okay. Then, what do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? It's lack of access to mental health, employment opportunities, not enough police officers, housing, transportation, too many guns, education, or personal and family problems?
I think personal and family problems.
Okay. You can choose another one if you want, or that's okay, just personal and family problems.
In education.
Okay. Let me check. We're almost done. For each of the following, tell me if you think if you will be very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective at strategy. Implement a community-based citizen and police response to nonviolent crimes.
I think that would be very effective.
Okay. Increasing the police presence in your community?
I don't think that would be effective.
Okay. Then create more opportunities for job training?
I think that would be very effective.
Okay. Providing concealed and social services for parents and adults?
Very effective.
Okay. Providing more mental health social services and concealing for youth people?
Very effective.
Okay, and better coordinate between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department?
I guess somewhat effective.
Okay, let me check. And thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy homes in New Orleans, tell me if you think that would be very helpful, not helpful, or somewhat helpful. Create adult conviving communities for people to live together?
Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Create an adult conviving communities for people to live together?
Is the option effective?
Yeah, it can be like very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful.
I think helpful.
Okay, build microhouses, such as tiny cottages, or shipping containers to offer affordable houses in small places?
That could be helpful.
Okay. Convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums?
I think that could be helpful.
Okay. And build accessory delight units, like small homes with separate entrances, on existing properties?
Could be helpful.
Okay, and create more home ownership and financing classes.
They could be helpful.
Okay, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, someone agree, neutral, or someone disagree, or strongly disagree. The process of the social and economic characters of neighborhood changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhood presence a loss of culture for the city.
I'm sorry, can you read the question again?
Yeah, it's like in the case that you think like the new people living, like new neighbors, are going to affect like the culture of New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you strongly agree, disagree, neutral.
I agree.
Okay. Then the process of the social and economic characters of neighborhood changing to attract the affluent resident in historically disinvested neighborhood presences more than challenges to find affordable houses to local citizens.
What were those choices again?
It can be strongly agree, someone agree, neutral, or somewhat disagree.
Disagree.
Okay. We're almost done here. Now I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials for each of one. Tell me if you strongly disapprove, someone disapprove, approve, or disapproved. So Major Latoya Cantrell.
I guess approve.
Okay. Then the New Orleans Police Department.
Neutral.
Okay, then the New Orleans City Council.
Someone approved.
Okay, and then Sewerage and Water Boards.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Then finally, think about the future of New Orleans to each of the following. You can agree, disagree, or be neutral. Young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunities elsewhere.
Agree.
Okay, then the quality of life for me and my family will improve.
Agree.
Okay, then young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents.
Agree.
Okay, I will encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their careers and raise a family.
Neutral.
Okay. Then, as we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. For your income, stop me when the range will best describe your household income. Less than 35,000, 36,000 to 50,000, 51,000 to 74,000.
There you go.
Okay. And then stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60.
31 to 49.
Okay, then stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, or graduate or professional school?
Graduate school.
Okay, then do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay, do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any extended family members or non-relative living in your household over the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary mode of transportation? Own a car, public transportation, bicycle, motorcycle, or Uber? Okay. Perfect. So that was everything for today. I really appreciate your time and taking the survey with me.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.